Ladies and gentlemen, I am Andre C, and welcome to the debut edition of the Wrestling Clarity. This podcast is to share my opinions on pro wrestling and talk about indie wrestling in Edmonton and area and other indies and stuff I've seen over the past while. This episode is going to feature my favorite moments of last year, because, well, it's the start of the new year. I'm also going to speak on some topics today from the big stuff, WWE, TNA, you know. So, that's what I'm going to get into first. Alright, so the first topic I'm going to speak about is Roman Reigns. Last year at this time, he was getting huge pops because of what he was doing and the people he was with. He was hidden in a team. He was not having to cut promos every week to be front and center. I think what's hurt him is having to cut promos every week because he's not a strong promo. And if you're not a strong promo, I don't think you should be the main event of WrestleMania. In a year's time, I think with proper training, proper somebody working with him, or getting him a manager, he could be the guy to headline WrestleMania, be the number one star. But right now, I don't think he is. And everyone's predicting him winning the Royal Rumble, but that was before Daniel Bryan was brought back. I think it should be Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble, not Roman Reigns. Yeah, everybody was thinking about that visual of Roman Reigns standing over Brock Lesnar, holding the title. It would have been a very nice visual, but I think it should be Daniel Bryan. You'd be able to tell the story, the David and Goliath story, the little guy destroying the big monster. And I think Daniel Bryan could handle himself in promos against Paul Heyman, where Roman Reigns would just look so weak, I think, on the mic, because he can't cut anything but a scripted promo, and he can't cut those very well. I would like to see Daniel Bryan do it. You have Daniel Bryan go to WrestleMania. He wins just like last year, but and you get to move on with him and do through the year what we should have been able to do that last year. Last year should have been the year of Daniel Bryan. We didn't get it because of his neck injury. This year can be. Coming back, so the crowd still loves him. They still chant yes. They still love him just as much. Give him the win. He comes down to Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan throws Roman Reigns out of the Royal Rumble. Goes on to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar. Finally gets to hit that running knee to the monster. 1, 2, 3. Daniel Bryan's shedding yes at WrestleMania again, holding that title. How sweet would that be? Come on. Can't argue that. It'd be a great time to see that. But that's my opinion on it. I'd love to hear from everybody else. So, next topic I want to speak of for WWE-related subjects is Dean Ambrose and where he was last summer when the Shield broke up and a couple months after to where he is now in January of 2015. I think he's gone way down, way, way down. And a big fault of it has been the stupid comedy kind of stuff they've done with him. They're giving him goofy promos to do, like this past Monday where he was talking about shit and other things, where he's not that character. He's a serious, maniacal guy. He doesn't even be cutting John Cena goofy promos. It doesn't fit his character. Last summer, when he was facing off with Seth Rollins, I think we were all so excited at the prospect of the next two top guys. Yeah, you still got that with Rollins, but Ambrose, he moved off the feud with Rollins to a feud with Bray Wyatt, which just Bray's a decent guy. He's a great promo, decent wrestler, but he hurt Dean Ambrose's momentum. Ambrose needed to go from Seth Rollins to somebody bigger, which there wasn't, but even if he went to face off with a guy like Randy Orton, or kept him at the top, kept feuding with Seth Rollins, that would have been fine. But no, they take him and they put him with a guy like Bray Wyatt, and he goes down, and now he's just doing stupid comedy every week just to get by. No true program now. Hopefully he has something. It's something really good to go into WrestleMania with, because I really want to see him do well at WrestleMania. I want to see him get a very, very strong position at WrestleMania. I want to see him succeed. I want to see him do awesome. He's a great promo. He's a great wrestler because he's just that good in the ring. He's shown it with Seth Rollins. He's shown it with everybody he's gotten in the ring with that he can wrestle a great quality match. And he can hook the fans in. That's something a lot of guys can't do. He can get the crowd behind him. A lot of wrestlers out there right now don't have that charisma. There's very few. Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, Seth Rollins getting the crowd behind him, but getting the crowd to hate him, in a sense. And Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Daniel Bryan, too, because, well, he's probably their number one babyface right now. Whether WWE wants to admit it or not, he is the top babyface in that company. More popular than, you gotta say more popular than John Cena, because men, women, and children love Daniel Bryan. It's pretty much kids and the girls these days that love John Cena. Some guys, I'm going to say that I know a few. But Dean Ambrose needs to get into a good program, a good serious program where he's not doing stupid John Cena-level comedy, and move himself up the card, because he needs... Because once Rollins wins that title, or a heel wins the title, they need more than just John Cena and Daniel Bryan to be the babyfaces. Yeah, you got Roman Reigns, but you're gonna need a guy like Dean Ambrose to do those extra shows, do those B shows. And he's a great main event, as he's proven with Seth Rollins. Not so much with Bray Wyatt, but with Seth Rollins, he proves he can be in that main event and he can kill it. Alright, I'm gonna move away from WWE here and talk about Impact. I've always loved Impact. It hasn't always been the greatest program in the world. Impact Wrestling has not always had the greatest quality of stuff, but I've always been a fan of the guys there. I'm a big fan of most of the rosters. So when they got canceled from Spike TV, I was quite disappointed. I was hoping, okay, hopefully they can get on with somebody else and I can keep watching them. Lo and behold, they signed with Destination America. Great. They got another outlet. Not as big as Spike TV was, but you know, it's still an outlet for them to get their product out there and get it on TV. Without TV, they would be nothing. So at least they can get out there, put it out there. You're not to as big of an audience, but with Destination America, they're going to push it as a top thing for that network now. And hopefully, Destination America, who are owned by Discovery, can get it into more markets, meaning Canada. There is no coverage for Impact Wrestling here in Canada. There's no channel we can watch it on, which really, to me, sucks. I'd love to see TNA Impact on TV in Canada again. I had to watch it online. It kind of sucked. I like watching, I'm a PVR guy, and I don't watch everything on the show, but I like to sit down on my TV, my big TV, and watch Impact either live or after the fact on PVR. It's nice to watch. I don't as much like watching it on my computer screen. I can hook my computer screen up to my TV, but there's buffering issues and things like that. I'd rather watch it. It's more convenient, more enjoyable just to turn on your TV, press play, or click to the channel and watch it. I'd rather watch that. So I hope that TNA can get themselves a deal in Canada, whether it's through Discovery helps them get it through a channel they have up here, which is one of the channels they have in Canada, or they find it themselves. They get on another network that's in Canada like most Canadians can get. That also brings me to another factor of the WWE network. Yes, they say it's in Canada, but it's only on two providers right now. I'm really hoping soon, and hopefully soon, that Shaw Cable, TELUS, and my era can pick them up. So I have TELUS and some of my friends have TELUS. I hope that they can get it on those networks soon, because I'd really like to have the network on TV. A lot of us are missing out. Canadians are missing out. And you watch the programming, you watch the pay-per-views, and they say, why would you pay whatever the price for the pay-per-view is? You can pay $9.99. Well, most of us in Canada can't, and it really sucks, and it sucks when they push down your throat, the network down your throat. repeatedly. But I'll get to see it eventually. And I'd love to see Network in Canada. It'd be a good thing for Canadians to have. I think they could do well in Canada. I think they have a good numbers here. Obviously, probably not as good as they do in the States, but we have a lot less people. But I think they do numbers in Canada. I know a lot of wrestling fans that I'm friends with, that I go to live indie shows with, that would get it for a reasonable price, like $12.99 or so. So I see it doing well in Canada. As soon as Shaw and TELUS can make deals to get it, I think WWE expands it, because it's only on Rogers and TELUS, or Eastlink. That's it right now. I'd like to see it on there. It'd be enjoyable. It just sucks that not all Canadians can get to see it yet. All right. So from here, I'm going to move on to another topic. I'm going to speak on some of my favorite indie moments from last year. Now, by indie moments from last year, I mean I'm in the Edmonton area. I only get to see a certain bit of indie wrestling. So what I get to watch is the Prayer Wrestling Alliance here. It's based out of Edmonton, runs Edmonton shows in Edmonton and Calgary and other locations throughout the year. I get to see Real Canadian Wrestling, who run Edmonton, Calgary, and many other cities throughout the year, or towns, or cities, I guess, throughout the year. And Mounts Pro Wrestling, who run Edmonton, Alberta, but a lot of their guys work other places. Three great quality promotions in Alberta that I recommend any indie fan, if they can get to see it, whether it's in Edmonton or Calgary or whatever town these promotions run to, or if whatever promotion's in your town, go watch it. I think, truly, indie wrestling is what's kept me a fan for all these years, because programming from WWE and some from TNA hasn't been the strongest at times. And sometimes fans start to wane, but I think what's kept me watching, kept me enjoying it all, is getting to go every month or a few times a month, being there's multiple promotions in Alberta and in Edmonton area, and getting to see them live, getting to interact with these wrestlers, talk to the wrestlers after the shows, and getting to find, if you go to a WWE event and you yell at a wrestler, nah, you don't really need anything. You yell at a wrestler at any event, they're most likely going to turn into you and say something other. If you said something positive back, or if you said something negative, you know, some kind of comment to brush it off, or try to make, if you're making fun of them, make fun of you back. It's always fun. So I'm going to speak on what I get to see: PWA, RCW, and MPW. These were some of my favorite moments of what I saw this year. You'll probably hear a few wrestlers mentioned multiple times. These are my personal favorite matches of the year, and probably some of other people I know's favorite matches of the year. So here we go. I'm going to start earlier on in the year and move towards the end of last year. So the first match I'm going to talk about is the PWA original, Marky, who got to face off against a TNA superstar and now New Japan Pro Wrestling Superstar, former IWGP Heavyweight Champion at this time, just before he had won that title, AJ Styles. This match happened at the 13th anniversary show for the PWA back in March of 2014. Great, great, great match. I had a blast getting to see a guy like Marky, who works day in, day out, works better than most in that ring, face off against a guy like AJ Styles, who to me is probably one of the best workers in the business right now. He is phenomenal. You can watch him in New Japan. He's just teared up. Comes to PWA and Marky gets to face him. Their match was amazing. Bell to bell, I don't think anyone in that crowd was ever took their eyes off that ring. Probably one of the best matches I saw last year, and one of the most enjoyable matches I've seen in my life. It's hard to top that for an indie wrestling match, because you have one of the best in the world wrestling today in AJ Styles versus a guy who's just willing to do anything in the ring in Marky, and he took him. I think he took AJ Styles to a limit. And I think he gave AJ Styles one of his better matches. And I know I've spoken to Mark since, and I truly believe he thinks that that was one of the highlights of his career, one of the best matches of his career. And I agree, because I think every fan, if you want to check that fan out, if you want to check that match out, go to a PWA show and pick up the PWA 13th anniversary DVD on sale at most PWA events. Check it out. In PWA in Edmonton, PWA in Calgary. Check them out. They're great. It's a great DVD. Great match. And that match alone was worth buying, and the rest of the card was amazing on there. So I'm gonna move on to my second match I'm gonna speak about last year was Michael Richard Blaze versus Kenny Stryker. Great, it happened June 21st, 2014 at Nemesis. It was a great match. I enjoyed the hell out of it. But for me, what made that match special, what made it great, was during their match, Kenny Stryker gets up onto the top rope, does a handstand onto the on the top rope in the corner, and Michael Richard Blaze, out of nowhere, gives him a super kick, and he crumples. Everybody in there went, oh! And it was just phenomenal. Seeing him hit that move like that, it was just impressive to see a super kick onto a guy doing a handstand on the top on a top turnbuckle. I don't think I've ever seen that before anywhere, and they did it. And Stryker was safe afterwards, wasn't hurt afterwards. And I thought, wow, what a match! And great quality wrestling from two great quality wrestlers in Michael Richard Blaze and Kenny Stryker. It was a great match. So it's another reason to go watch indie wrestling, because you're going to get good matches out of people you have no idea, and probably could be the future of the business. All right, move on to my third favorite moment. There's no true order to this. This is number three of things I wrote down and coming up within my head. So, all right, here's moment number three of my list of favorite moments, and this isn't number three, doesn't mean number three is my third favorite, it's just in order for me right now. Michael Richard Blaze versus Christopher Daniels at Night of Champions 2014 on June 28th, 2014. This probably to me is my match of the year personally, just because I am a huge fan of Michael Richard Blaze. He's a great wrestler. I don't think there's really any better out there right now on the indie scene in the ring. There's probably some guys that are at his level, but nobody better. And I've just become such a fan of him over the past couple of years, and he's just so good. All right. So his match versus Christopher Daniels was a work of art. Every fan in there was just so happy. A highlight for me from that match was at one point, Mike throws Christopher Daniels into a corner and gives him a chop. And then the crowd starts chanting, "We all go 10 more times, 10 more times, 10 more times." And guess what they did? They did it 10 more times. After each chop, we dropped down a number 9 more times, chop 8 more times, chop 7 more times, and so on and so forth. And you want to know, that crowd loved it. Those two, because Christopher Daniels is probably one of the best technical wrestlers in wrestling today. And getting to see him versus probably one of the best in the PWA right now, and Michael Richard Blaze, one of the best in Alberta, and Michael Richard Blaze, it was just a work of art. If you don't believe me, go online, go to YouTube, search up Michael Blaze. You can see his YouTube channel. I'll spell it out for you. MICHAEL space BLAIS. Check it out. The match from MRB is match for MRB versus Daniels is on there, and it is phenomenal. I wouldn't pimp it if I didn't think it was good. Check it out. Please check it out. It is so good. Alright, I'm gonna move out of the PWA here for a series of matches I've gotten to watch this year from two wrestlers who I think are just phenomenal guys on the indie scene. Two guys who have been killing it, and I've been watching them monthly, and they've been just wowing me and bringing it higher and higher every month. Two guys in Evan Adams versus Andrew Hawks. Both guys, high-flying, smash-mouth guys who high-speed, high-flying, smash-mouth. You can't help but love the way they wrestle. They do it so well. They do it so technically proficient. I've gotten to watch some great matches out of the three of them. If you get a chance, go see RCW, and hopefully you'll get to see Andrew Hawks and Evan Adams, because they are probably two of the best out there right now, and they are so good. I watched their matches last year, culminating in what I saw was Andrew Hawks pile driving Evan Adams through a steel chair. Just sick looking move, and it looked like it killed him. It was just, the crowd was just going, oh my god. The crowd was going crazy. It's a phenomenal thing. If you want to watch their matches, go to YouTube, search up Sane Fan, S-A-N-E-F-A-N. He records the matches from the crowd. Great, great matches to watch. Check it out on YouTube. It's a great match to watch. In all their matches, they have had some crazy things. And check out the rest of RCW. RCW is a great promotion. Check out the rest of their stuff. Great stuff on there. All right, move on. Okay, so I want to speak on another promotion. I saw a match this year, this past summer, that was just so enjoyable to me. So, August 2nd, 2014, Monster Pro Wrestling had their tag team tournament, with the winners getting to go to the main, the winners of the tournament getting to go into the main event against the current tag team champions, Irishman and Crazy Core. Great match. So, a great tournament up to there, getting to watch all these matches. Then you get to the finals, you see a great tag team in Irishman and Crazy Core, two big beat-em-up, smash-em-up guys versus Chris Parrish and Tyler James. Chris Parrish, small, fast, can fly around that ring like nobody's business. And Tyler James, bigger guys, not the huge guy, kind of, eh? Can move around that ring like you wouldn't believe. Getting to watch some of the craziest stuff, getting to the cringe moment of that match was when Irishman jumped off a ladder, but crashing down, and it looked like it hurt so much. That match ended with Parrish and James winning the tag team titles from the Irishman and Crazy Core, but I have to say it was probably one of my favorite matches of the year, because it was so damn good. It was so much fun the whole night on, getting to watch all the tag teams go, then getting to watch, and you get a tag team title change at the end in a great TLC match that just was insane. A lot of plunder spots, but they worked. They weren't plunder spots for plunder spots. They were plunder spots to keep the story going, keep the match rolling, keep the fans interested. So, I recommend MPW. Great little promotion to go see every month. They run the first Sunday of every month in Edmonton at the Alberta Avenue Community Hall. Go check them out. Great show. Great show. I'll speak on that again later. All right. Move on again. So, I'm going to bring up a couple guys I spoke about earlier. MRB, Michael Richard Blaze, and the PWA Original Marquee. These two had a couple matches this year that were just phenomenal. The first one was at PWA Hysteria in April, and oh my god, was that a good match. Technical match. Marquee had just come off of facing off against AJ Styles a few weeks before at the anniversary show, and he comes out and pulls out another technical great match that I enjoyed just the hell out of. It, these two in the ring together, it's hard to top them, because they're just both that damn good and know how to pull a fan in and how to bring them in and make them love the match and make them go, oh my god, and the moves they do, the everything they do, it's just great. And then they have another match in October, Fright Night. Both were originally supposed to face other opponents. MRB was supposed to face Colton Kelly in a match, but Colton Kelly couldn't be there. And Mark was supposed to face Tex Gaines in a match, and Tex Gaines couldn't be there. So we end up getting two guys who both lost their opponents, but hey, Marky's supposed to be in a Fans Bring the Weapons match at Fright Night. Well, in walks MRB to take Tex Gaines' place, and here you go. Great match in the ring, great technical match, but when they got out and started doing with the fans, with the weapons and things like that, it was so much fun. Probably the best part about it was Mike getting potato and spitting it in Marky's face. Just a baby potato. Somebody brought a bag of baby potatoes to this show. And spitting it at Marky. And the shot from the bag of potatoes and the potatoes going everywhere. It was just awesome. All the weapons used, everything. Another great tactical match from the two of them. And I hope I get to see him again and again and again. I never get tired of watching this match because they're that good. That, yeah, you remember their stuff before, but then they do something even better for the next one. I hope I get to go again. I hope to see them go again. But, hey, if they never wrestle again, if those two never wrestle each other again, I have great memories of some great matches from the two of them. But I hope they go again many, many more times. And I hope they both get to go move on and up into better and greater success in wrestling. All right, I'm going to move on to another match I saw from the PWA this year. And that was a wrestler named Brandon Van Danielson defending his title, the PWA Heavyweight Championship that he won at Night of Champions in 2014, against a IWGP Tag Team Champ, former IWGP Tag Team Champion, and a former WWE Tag Team Champion in Harry Smith. Most fans will know him as Davey Boy Smith Jr. A lot of PWA fans know him as Harry Smith, the son of the late great British Bulldog. He came into PWA to work at the September show, and we got treated to a just wrestling masterpiece. It went for a while. I honestly can't even remember who won because it's just that the match was just that good. I don't care who won because it was just that good. I think, yeah, it came out to a draw, I think, after 30 minutes. And, man, I'll say this. I could look around the crowd and I saw some bored faces because it was a technical mat-based wrestling match with, I think, a lot of people are accustomed to a lot of big explosive moves and high flying stuff, where Harry, his style is a ground based mat based style, and that's where he excels, and BVD has that kind of moves in him. And I think some people in the place report, but I can tell you this, if it was rated on the Meltzer scoreboard, I can say it was probably like a 5-star match for in ring quality alone. It was 5 stars because they had me. I'm a technical wrestling. I love a good technical wrestling match, and they had me the entire time. Never bored, never once, and it was so good to me. Very good ending to a great night there. And that was a great match. I recommend people, if you can check it out, I'm pretty sure it's on the Best of Volume 3 DVD from PWA. The Best of 2014, Volume 3. If you go to PWA Show, pick it up. It's a great DVD. I have Volumes 1, 2, and 3. They're all three great DVDs. Please, if you get a chance to go to a PWA show, pick them up. Watch the matches. Great matches. Watch them. You'll love them. Trust me. All right, move on to... I'm going to probably make this my second last one of the show. And it's going to be Michael Richard Blaze versus Colton Kelly. The series they had all year, great match. Colton Kelly is a young guy coming in. He's been wrestling for a couple of years. Great. Great young talent coming in, and it started with a respect angle, but then started out as a respect angle, and then Colton Kelly turned on Michael Richard Blaze and said he had no respect for him, and what's come since have been great matches. I had a blast at all these because both these guys are great in the ring, Michael Richard Blaze being to me one of the best in over right now, and Colton Kelly getting better and better every day. All the matches I've seen and what I've heard they've had, They had a gauntlet match in Calgary. I heard it was a great match. Michael had to go through 4 of Colton Kelly's buddies. Then he got his hands on Colton Kelly. I've heard great things about the match. I didn't get to see it because it was in Calgary. Couldn't make it down for that match. But getting to see MRB versus Colton Kelly this year, that series was amazing. Can't say anything bad about it. It was a great series. Both great matches, both great wrestlers, both great match series. If you get a chance, come out to a show, see these two. Especially Mike, because I'm a huge fan of this guy. I love this guy. He's great. Great, great wrestler. Colton Kelly, because he's going to be huge someday, because he is just that good, and he will be even better. All right, my last one I'm going to speak about is, again, I'm going to speak about Marky here, who at Night of Champions 2014 won the Mayhem Championship. So, he was supposed to defend it against a guy named Tex Gaines at the Fright Night show, where he ended up facing MRB. But things happen. matches can't don't always come in. Next month, Tex Gaines is back in the PWA. What did we get? Oh, smash mouth, hard nose match where I thought after the match, I saw the sickest belt shot I've ever seen. And what I heard after, it's got to be one of the sickest belt shots ever. What I was told was they had a great smash mouth match with Marky coming out on top, beating Tex Gaines. After the match, he ended up smashing Tex Gaines in the face with the title. Cut him open hard way. Ladies and gentlemen, he did not blade. He got cut open hard way. It was brutal. Brutal, brutal. It looked sick. Ladies and gentlemen, I spoke with some people after the show, and they said it had caught in, dug into his skin, and they were pulling, and it ripped skin off his face. They were pulling skin out of the Mayhem title. That's how brutal that shot was. And Tex Gaines later on came, this match was early on in the night. He came back out in the main event for a 10-man tag. Insane that you take a belt shot like that and still come out and wrestle again. But the match, ladies and gentlemen, was just phenomenal. And that belt shot, though, still just haunts me because brutal, having to pull pieces of skin out of that belt, the blood on the belt, the blood coming off of Tex Gaines, sick, but memorable sick, you know. All right, so that's it for my favorite matches and moments of 2014. There's a lot more that I loved, but they're the ones I could really truly remember off in my head. So I'm gonna get out of here, but first I'm gonna pimp out some local Edmonton indie wrestling. Hopefully in the future I'll have some more info for Calgary and other places, but right now I'm just gonna pimp out Edmonton. All right, so January 24th, 2015. Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. PWA will be there. Please, go out. Check it out. Great show. Remember, Saturday, January 24th, 2015. PWA. Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. In Edmonton, Alberta. Remember, Edmonton, Alberta. It's a great promotion to see. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching in the front row, as always. I love it. Can't stop loving it. And then, the next show you can check out, it'll be MPW on Saturday, February 7th, 2015 at the Alberta Avenue Community Hall. A great thing for this is it's going to be the MPW Eliminator. Six-man match for the MPW Provincial title. It'll be a great six-man, plus there's going to be lots more to see. It's a great promotion to go check out. I recommend it highly. I try to get there every month when I'm available, and I'll be there February 7th. I ain't missing the Eliminator. And then finally, you got RCW, February 21st, 2015, at the Evansdale Community League. Check it out. Great promotion. Andrew Hawks, Evan Adams, two great phenomenal wrestlers there. And they got more. They got Dick Richards. They've got, who is the British Commonwealth Champion, great guy. They've got Slammer, another great wrestler. Go check them out. Please check those guys out. And that show will feature former WWE Tag Team Champion, Rene Dupree. Yes. Former WWE Tag Team Champion, one member of the La Resistance, Rene Dupree, will be there, and he will be wrestling on that show. Or as of now, anyways, he will be on that show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go check it out. It's going to be a great, great show. Please check all three of these out. Remember, PWA, January 24th, at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center. Great promotion. The promotion I've been going to since my first indie promotion, the one I've been going to since 07. Check them out. January 24th, MPW, February 27th, Alberta Avenue Community Hall. Check them out. MPW Eliminator. Check it out. Great show. And RCW, February 21st, 2015, Evansdale Community League. Great show. Great wrestlers. Check it out. Please, everyone, support your indie wrestling no matter where you are. I know BC's got it. BCCW, the great promotion out there. There's many promotions here in Alberta. Check them out, please. Whoever, if you got any promotions in your area, watch, go see them, go support them. These guys could be the future of wrestling, but if they don't have people supporting them, how are they going to become the future if they don't have fans supporting them? Please, ladies and gentlemen, Go check it out. Thanks to everyone who downloaded and listened to the podcast. If you want to reach me, I'm very open to hearing from my opinions from anyone who wants to tell me what their opinions are on indie wrestling, what their opinions are on WWE, TNA, Lucha Underground, ROH, anything. Please let me know what you're thinking. I'll talk about it on the show. You can contact me if you want to email me. You can get me at WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com. All one word, WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com. Please let me know what you think about the show. If you think I'm a blowhard, tell me. If you have an opinion and you don't agree with something, let me know. If you agree with something, if you have something I haven't talked about, let me know. I'll talk about it. And you can also hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up. Tell me Twitter at Wrestling Clarity. It's wrestling without a G. WrestlingClarity at Wrestling Clarity. Wrestling without a G. Wrestling Clarity. Couldn't fit the full word in there. Twitter wouldn't let me. Remember, so please let me know what you think. Give me your opinions. Let me know how I'm doing. If you think I'm a blowhard, tell me. All right. Thank you very much for listening to the debut edition of Wrestling Clarity. Have a great day. Support indie wrestling. Keep watching wrestling.